We will have a report on the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee, and in the absence of our chair, Pat Fitzgerald, our student trustee, Hannah Cave, will be making the presentation, and I would remind you that in addition to Trustee Fitzgerald, Patricia Holmes is on that committee, as well as Tim Courts, and of course, Hannah Cave. Hannah, give us a presentation, and thank you for doing this.
Thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on April 23rd of this year in video conference in Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with myself, Trustee Fitzgerald, and Trustee Courts in attendance. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on February 26, 2015. We also reviewed and recommended the items within the purview of the committee on today's agenda for board consideration. These items include appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, appoint chief internal auditor, appoint members to the athletic board in Urbana, and approve revisions to University of Illinois policy, the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act. Then Dr. Michael Heitz, Senior Associate Vice President of AITS, Ms. Donna McNeely, Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance, and Ms. Lauren Gary, Director of Security Initiatives, gave a presentation on cybersecurity. They discussed potential risks and described the university's approach to cybersecurity and the implementation of some security programs. Ms. Maureen Parks, Associate Vice President for Human Resources, and Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Assistant Director of Governmental Relations, provided an update on potential changes to the civil service system, Ms. Parks discussed the results of a survey that was conducted to identify top issues and concerns with the civil service system and said that the response to formal recommendations that were made was generally positive. President Easter then gave an update on the governing documents review process and said that it is expected that the recommended changes will be presented to the board for approval at its September 2015 meeting. And then under new business, Trustee Fitzgerald announced that a board retreat is scheduled for July 22nd. The committee then met an executive session to discuss a recommendation pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meetings. The committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes pertaining to one matter discussed in executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for July 9th, 2015 at 1 p.m. And I will regrettably not be there as I will no longer be on the board.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for the presentation. Any questions? You made it. Thank you.